A data specialist is questioning whether his sensitive personal data has ended up where it has ended up after he applied for a government job. The company that ran a criminal history check on him says it is connected to government databases using facial recognition technology, and it stores the personal data in Australia and can share it with recipients in the US. Phil Pennington reports.
When Dr. Karaitiana Taiuru applied for a position in a government agency recently, he was asked by the recruitment consultant to submit a selfie from his phone and also snap his passport or driver licence photo. He didn't think much about it till later.
I became aware that it was either facial recognition or some sort of AI going on, and that the data wasn't actually being stored in New Zealand, nor was it being stored by the Ministry of Justice, but by an international company.
That company is the US-owned and Australia-based National Crime Check, which says it runs criminal history checks on or for thousands of New Zealanders each year. It's one of more than 3,000 entities registered to request the checks on behalf of others through a system run by the Justice Ministry. Each signs a ministry contract to follow New Zealand privacy laws and other rules in what is a largely self-regulated system. But Karaitiana Taiuru questions how that system is running.
My initial thought was if the Ministry of Justice, knowing the controversy with facial recognition, the issues with Māori data sovereignty, to start with, just assumed it was stored in New Zealand and I would have privacy.
National Crime Check's website says applicants have to send in a selfie of them holding up their ID so that it can perform a biometric facial recognition analysis. It says data security is its top priority.
Our systems are connected to the New Zealand government databases, so you can quickly obtain accredited criminal record, visa and right-to-work checks.
In response to an RNZ query, the Ministry of Justice says registered third parties do not have a direct connection to its system.
The Ministry did not know that they had made that claim. If an incorrect statement being advertised by a registered third party is brought to our attention, we may take action to ensure that it is corrected. In this case, the Ministry will follow up with National Crime Check.
So we went back to National Crime Check, and they now say no one actually has access to the Ministry of Justice system. The company declined an interview. The Ministry is in charge of compliance, but says it does not monitor what organisations say about their services. The organisations assess themselves on their compliance once a year. While the criminal history check system does require a valid form of photo identification, the Ministry says it does not use facial recognition and that it cannot comment on any registered user that does. National Crime Check told RNZ it uses something called liveness detection to check that a person in the selfie is a real person and that they are the person on the passport or driver's licence. Its online privacy policy says it may store biometric data and that any personal information will only be stored in Australia. However, it also adds this data may also be shared, disclosed or processed elsewhere, such as in the US, for certain purposes. Having already shared his details and selfie via the Ministry's official system, Karaitiana Taiuru is not happy.
I find it very disturbing. All of our government departments have a obligation to ensure our privacy, to protect our data, and by not having any knowledge, then they can't have any liability for what's happening to our data. You know, certainly expect a lot more from our government agencies.
National Crime Check says as a third-party provider, it has the authority to submit criminal checks within the system. Its parent company in the US, Sterling Check, says it conducts more than 95 million background checks a year, most in just one day.